I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. We start with a very brief music lesson for today's global hit, Melody and Rhythm. This is Melody. Happy birthday to you. Melody consists of the notes, the tones in music. Rhythm is this. Rhythm is the musical time of a song. Melody and rhythm are different, but sometimes they become one, as in the melody of rhythm. That's the title of a triple concerto written in part by Indian percussion master Zakir Hussain, someone who is immersed in rhythm. The concerto is featured on a just-released recording. Zakir Hussain's collaborators are two musicians mostly immersed in melody, banjo player Bela Fleck and double bassist Edgar Meyer. And with the assistance of the Detroit Symphony Orchestra, this is the result of their work. Tabla player Zakir Hussain joins us now. Now, Edgar Meyer and Bela Fleck immediately thought of you when they were asked to compose a triple concerto. Aside from being a percussion virtuoso, why did they tell you they wanted you in the mix?
I think one of the things that's interesting about tabla is that it's an interesting combination of melodic and rhythmic possibilities. Tabla is an instrument that can keep time for you, but at the same time provide harmonic melodic support as well, and bring in some Indian-oriented scales and rhythmic structures that would expand the possibilities of the repertoire.
And how did you feel Bela Fleck and Edgar Meyer brought their melodic instruments, banjo and double bass, toward your rhythm?
Again, it's the same thing. Like banjo, for instance, is a melodic instrument, but it also a very rhythmic instrument. It has this rhythmic flow to it, the patterns that it plays, and the bass, of course, again, being a melodic instrument, is also a rhythmic instrument. And so we are all representing not only melody, but rhythms.
There's a kind of American spirit on the first song called Bahar. It's almost like Aaron Copland. I'm wondering how it was for you to be hitting the tablas in that context.
Well, funny you should mention that, because that's the piece I wrote.
Okay.
And it actually...
Where did that come from?
But it's actually based on a pentatonic scale, a raga in India. And I just thought that I would write a melody which would kind of, you know, bring us already from the world of India into this world, and we would start off our journey having me arrive here and meet with Bela and Edgar and carry on with the music.
Mm-hmm. Is that kind of how it actually happened in real time?
Yes, it did. It's uncanny. You know, sometimes you meet people and you say, okay, we're going to start playing music. With Bela and Edgar, it was more like when we played music, it was like we were just continuing to play music.
And you had played with them before?
It felt that way.
Right, but in fact not.
In fact not.
Wow.
And before we started working on this project, the symphony thing, I had not played with either Edgar or Bela. I'd heard them, their music a lot, but I had never played with them. And so when we met, there it is. And we are not like family. We get together. We have curry nights. Mm-hmm. Our wives are friends with each other. Our kids meet. And so it's this music union has turned into deeper interaction between all of us. And so it's that's the way it should be, because we understand each other inside and out much better than we would normally.
Zakir Hussain, I'd like us to listen to a piece from the recording titled Out of the Blue. Thank you. In this piece, Out of the Blue, Bella Flex Banjo at times sounds oddly like a sitar. Its strings almost resonating like the so-called sympathetic strings on a sitar. Was that intentional, or were you just all feeling the cross-cultural thing so much it just happened organically?
Well, the idea was already there in the head, but how to make it come to fruition was something that we thought about in the studio. And Bela actually, you know, would sort of retreat into a corner and say, yes, this idea, and I want to figure out how I'm going to be able to make it sound this way and make it come out in that way. And he's such a creative musician that he thinks of things to do.
I spoke to Bela Fleck once after a concert he did with Chick Corea, and he said, I love playing like that, but it sometimes feels like a 2.5-hour math test. So let me ask you this, Zakir Hussain. I mean, here you are with two virtuosi of their instruments, Bela Fleck on the banjo, Edgar Meyer, master and commander of the double bass. Your early career, you collaborated with John McLaughlin, one of the most in-command and technical guitarists ever. You go straight for the top shelf. Does it ever get tiring, always working at that level?
Well, I have to say I've been very lucky. It probably has been the case of being in the right place and just running into these people and finding out that there was a connection that was already established way in the past that we didn't know about. And I'm really fortunate that I happened to be in this part of the world at the time when there was this incredible awakening or towards the Eastern way of looking at music, and I just happened to be here, and John and people like Mickey Hart and then Bela and Edgar and all just kind of found me, and I'm lucky that I was foundable.
Tabla player Zakir Hussain. The album is The Melody of Rhythm, Triple Concerto and Music for Trio. It features Zakir Hussain on tabla, Bela Fleck on banjo, and Edgar Meyer on double bass. Zakir Hussain, a great pleasure to speak with you. Thank you.
It's great to talk to you too.
And that's all for us this week. Eric Goldberg composed the world's theme music. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH, I'm Marco Werman. Have a great weekend.
The World's Global Hit podcast is brought to you by the Medtronic Foundation, supporting the American Pain Foundation's efforts to help the more than 76 million Americans living with pain to speak up, speak out, and take action for better pain care. Learn more at medtronicfoundation.org.